seals to pull something like that many years ago. I was doing maintenance up on Mount Lucas on one of our microwave sites I had. I left, went all the way down the mountain, and then I forgot that I had not turned on one of the switches I had turned on. When I got home, I had to go all the way up to Lucas again. It was about almost 100 and some odd miles.
Man, that's no fun when that happens, I tell you. I made it to work one night a couple of years ago and realized I didn't have my wallet and my ID on me. This is when I was just going, working nights but home every day. So I really didn't need my wallet. I could get by with just what I had on me. But I made the mistake of saying, oh, I forgot my wallet at home in front of one of my supervisors. Well, if I hadn't have said that, I would have been able to go through the night fine, assuming I never got pulled over for anything. But because he knew, then he wasn't going to allow me to go out on the road. So I had to call my wife and she to run my wallet into me. But it happened.
Yeah, I left one little toggle switch in local instead of remote. I was in a hurry to secure the location.
Well, that can happen, especially when you got a couple of things on your mind and you're trying to get done to get to something else, and then you're almost done with the project and start thinking about your next thing, and you don't finish it up and secure it all like it should have been. So it happens, but hopefully not too often.
Yeah, well, after that, I learned I put a little place card in the vehicle. What did you forget?
I'm laughing because that's what one of my friends had to do. He lived in one of these HOA developments, but he had a big screwdriver on the back of his car, and he would just run coax into the house. And twice, he drove away forgetting to disconnect the coax. And whenever he got out of the car, he put a big rubber banded sign over the steering wheel, so it was impossible to go anywhere without seeing this thing saying, did you unhook the coax?
Yeah, because sometimes, you get sometimes sidetracked, and it's hard. I know what I do today with many of the things, even in the aircraft. I have a checklist, and then, I'm thinking, okay, let me go through it one more time, because, you get sidetracked. You may just skip something in a procedure or something like that.
Mobile, and especially when you're by yourself doing it. It's one thing as a commercial pilot, they got a co-pilot that's kind of two people or more kind of double-checking everything. But when you're by yourself, you've really got to make sure you stick to it. And that's why the whole thing, you got procedures and checklists. You go through it every time, and you don't take any shortcuts. That's when stuff happens, and you don't want stuff to happen when you're not on the ground.
Well, that's true. K2UPS, K6DPZ. You have to be thorough and not fast. If you're fast, you have no business being involved with it. Let me grab something here to eat a second. I just came over. I will catch you later. So have a good Memorial Day. Am I getting in halfway decent? I'm not in a good spot here in Queens.
Sound pretty full quieting to me. I'm in a Jeep, but I got the hardtop on. It's pretty quiet in here. I don't hear a lot of static or anything on you. You're making it in fine. You're not cutting out at all.
All right, it's good enough. So take it easy. I will talk to you. This is K6DPZ, going to go QRT.
All right, Al, 73. Enjoy your holiday, too. K2UPS Mobile.
Thank you.
86 DPZ Mobile listening.
86 DPZ, 86 Leap over DPZ.
Breaking up, try it again.
82 AMZ here, heading back towards Washington.
Okay, Mike, very good. How far are you out? During the week, about what we talked about, we'll settle everything we have to do. NP2AMC, K6DPZ.
Absolutely, Hal. I got to make a few phone calls. And yeah, I will definitely call in the middle of the week sometime, Hal. Hey, go take care of what you got to take care of. This is KD2AMZ, and I'll be standing by.
DPZ clear. Mischief I can get into. Hold on a second. trying to spot a good spot.
Hold on.
You know, luckily, I got a small car, Jerry, because I get into spots other people have to pass. But even the spots I get into other people have to pass, they're still a little tight.
But at least, chances are you'll find yourself a parking space quicker than they will. All right, Al. You have a good day. Stay well.
A contact you later. K6TPZ Mobile, clear.
Queen Baker, nicknamed Mobile, K2QBV Mobile, Spring Valley, New York.
Thank you. are listening.
Check something here. I've got, what am I doing? Okay, Yeah, I was just looking at my mod. I wanted to make sure everything looked good. I change around so many radios, Joel, that sometimes between one radio and another, I'm not sure how everything is working. You know what they say is, Shoemaker goes very barefoot.
That's what the 7900 is. I had it on a table last night. Four all buttons and controls. I learned the menu now. You don't want to put anything into memory in the computer until you get everything set. So I did that now. Frequencies. I have a few. All right, I'm going to put the car in the garage. I just got the car washed. There's a place up in the surfing that washes my hands. Oh, no mechanical brushes. Really good job. $22. It looks like it came out of the show, which it did do 2 weeks ago. See you later, K2QBV Mobile.
Okay, Joe. No sweat. Talk at you later. K6DTC Clint.
2QBV Mobile in my driveway.
Unbelievable.
Who I am, yes. How is, yes. Hey, who is that masked man?
B2DPD clear, 7-3.
But you don't want to play in the sandbox with us, Jerry?
You up to besides no good?
You said it, no good. Just walking out of here in about 2 minutes.
Okay, enjoy the day and have fun.
I will try. K6DPD clear.
Are you asking me or how?
A Father Goose is still here. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, good afternoon, Hal, and good afternoon, Joel. Hal, pick it up, turn it over to Joel. And so we just got back from therapy, and some good news. I'm going to be getting my leg back tomorrow. And the gal, Dawn, said I'll probably be out in about 2 weeks.
Oh, very good. Happy to hear that. And everything looks positive. Very good. Go ahead, Joel. Pick it up.
So we have it. I have this little button on the car called ECO. Every time you stop the car at a traffic light, the engine shuts down. It's supposed to save gas. If the button's on, sometimes you start the gas with it and on, start the car with it, or it goes on automatically. The FT2000 recycles. Alright, I'm going to the house. See ya, K2QBV Mobile.
Okay, Joel. Yeah, I have that in the Beamer. And I don't like it. I shut it off. I don't need to save that little bit of gas. I don't like it starting and stopping.
Yep.
Copy, Hal and Tulio.
Yeah, but check, copy. I'm just walking out the door. I'll be mobile in about 10 minutes. K6DPC Quint.
Okay, very good, Hal. Give me a call on the, give me a call here when you get into the car. And Tulio.
YYC. WEG. Anybody on frequency?
Hi, K2GHN. Happy Memorial.
W3TW Mobile, listen.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
KC2SYL. Any station? KC2SYL.
AK1NS, KD2AKX.